Thank you for having me, tēnā koe.
Congratulations to you, Aidan, and to Ngāti Kahangunu as well. To what a big project, 600 whare to be developed and constructed in Napier. That would probably be one of the largest constructions, I don't know, since perhaps the 60s, 70s perhaps.
I think you're correct. It's extremely large scale, but it's needed. We know exactly how many whānau have a desire to get into their homes and how many you have living in motels and on the social housing wait list at the moment. So just achieving housing outcomes in small dribs and drabs probably won't be enough, and we need the size and scale.
So in terms of the K3 housing developments, they are going to be purpose-built for whānau in the Rohe. Will they need to whakapapa Ngāti Kahangunu? Will they be for the general community population of He Re Taonga? How is this going to work?
All of the above. We approach any given development, and this large one is the same. We have a vision. We're potentially a third, a third, a third. So a third with our partners at Kāinga Ora for social housing. We have a third that go to market for anybody across the community to have access to. And it's the middle third where the magic really happens for our iwi and hapū members, where we can utilise some tools to make homes more affordable and accessible for whānau.
See, we have an organisation here. It's a CCO here in Tāmaki Makaurau. It got taken to court, as you know, by John Tummy here, Waipareira Trust, you know, I can't even remember their name. They're just, what are they called? Tell me what they're called. Our building, CCO building initiative here. Got a Māori name, but very Pākehā. Anyway, their whakaaro is a third, a third, a third. Who came up with that concept of a third, a third, a third for Kahungunu?
I think it's a really pragmatic approach. We know that there's a social housing waitlist that needs support, so that's always going to be a factor if we can assist in that space along with Kāinga Ora. And the other part really is about sometimes we have to have some homes that go to market. They're very expensive, land is expensive, and that allows us to reinvest those funds back into the other third, which where we really want to have good quality Māori housing outcomes so we can drive price down and make them more accessible. I guess it's a model that's really common, and I guess it really supports our kaupapa, what we're trying to achieve, which also includes other social outcomes with our apprenticeship programs and also our Māori business kaupapa.
And the whenua, is that whenua that was already owned by Ngāti Kahungunu, is that partly owned by the Crown, by the local council? Is it returned Raupati lands? How did the whenua end up being in K3's possession to be able to build on?
It's general land with a private acquisition that we had a discussion a long time ago now with a private developer who's been fantastic at having an approach and a partnership with iwi. At the moment, we reached out with Crown to support us on this, and the land is owned by Crown, and we're currently working through what the development agreement looks like so that we can get on to build some houses.
And so what are the aesthetics of the whare for our whānau? So we're based here in Tāmaki Makaurau, and we have very large whānau. So there's a mixture, I guess, of those types of whare in terms of the third, the third, the third, for our whānau who are in the Kāinga Ora space. Those ones are quite large, and then they get smaller, or they get smaller, but they, for the ones that are commercial, they get very tall. You know what I mean? So they're wide, and then they get wider and taller. So what's the aesthetics like in your 4K3?
Yeah, this is where the challenge is for us. The tall that you talk about is not that common around here across Kahununu and Hawke's Bay. So we think that possibly at K3 we've got a bit of a role to educate our whānau that to get out of motels, to get out of cars, to get out of overcrowded houses, we actually need to change our mindset. I spoke today about we all want to have the quarter acre dream and be able to, you know, park our car on the front lawn. But given the price of whenua these days, you know, that'll cost you $1 million here in Hawke's Bay. So it's a bit of a mindset challenge. But then for us in this development anyway, we have a K3 design kaupapa where we approach any given whenua with a Māori perspective and a kaupapa that we think is going to create green spaces, community connectivity, and actually the whare that we can all thrive in. And that's going to be a mix of single level, two story, and probably three story. And our aspiration is to put the energy into making sure that you arrive in this large subdivision and not be able to tell the difference between a social house, an affordable rental, or one that's gone to market. And that's where we hope to make sure that we have a design philosophy that's going to be able to achieve that. Not going to be easy, but it's one that we think if we can put the energy into, it's not about even just this generation, but the next generations to come that will have a great result and a community they can be proud of.
In terms of community connectivity, what does that look like in your area? So for us, there are some developments that unfortunately aren't as connected to the community as what we would like them to be. And so what does that mean in your area?
For example, we have some really robust discussions around child safety within and connectivity within a community. Some may think that a 1.8 fence and locked in the backyard is the best option for child safety, but from as you would know, from a Māori perspective, sometimes having a shared area and having multiple sets of eyes from a kitchen window, our tamariki are safe. So we're trying to design spaces where whānau can connect. We had another discussion last week around what do we need for our kaumātua and kuia in terms of a big flash retirement village is a little bit out of reach for some, and how do we replicate that type of environment so that they can be close to their whānau but also have their own space. So we're really probably going to be challenging here on this Riverbend Road development that we're doing. It's not actually just about this one area as well. It's about how do we utilise this to transform and play a role to uplift all of Marae Nui, which is the neighbouring suburb. We have a sports ground right on the fringe, and very importantly, we have Puki Moki Moki Marae, where we see that as the community centre for this new subdivision, and we want to see our housing not put a fence between them, but connect in so whānau can go in and out. I probably don't have the answers yet, and I tell you what, I work with some very, very smart people, landscape architects and things like that, so we've got probably to about March of next year where we're going to arrive at a new master plan, and all of these sorts of tools and outcomes will be designed in there.
So you mentioned Marae Nui, and for those of us who aren't sure of the layout, it's not in Marae Nui but next door, adjacent to the Marae, Moki Moki Marae. Is that correct? What suburb is that then?
Yes, so that is Marae Nui, and it is an area that is large numbers of social housing, large numbers of Māori in that area, and probably hasn't had the aroha that it's deserved over the last few decades. So look, we see this as an opportunity, like I said, for wider this subdivision, Marae Nui, and all of Ahuriri in general. And we think not only through the whare, but through the social interaction and the other outcomes that could happen with something this scale.
Will all 600 whare be in that one development, or are they going to be placed around the community?
This one development will be 600 plus whare, but K3, we have a number of papakāinga projects happening across the region. We have other projects 30 to 40 houses wide, and really the number for us over the next 4 to 5 years is getting quite high. But what an exciting opportunity for me to have the responsibility to and opportunity to realise the dreams and aspirations of our tipuna around making sure that our people are in warm and healthy homes. And the K3 kaupapa, which is part of our three po, is all about making sure we utilise this in amongst this crisis is an opportunity for our Māori trades businesses to thrive. So that's where our social procurement is going to be critical. It's my drive to really circulate the hundreds of millions of dollars that we're going to spend in doing these sorts of activity into our Māori-owned businesses, so our whānau can prosper, and next generations can be have something to aspire to. And then on the other side, we want to grow Māori skills. So we have I have a great team who look after a maximum of 65 Māori apprentices that will be connected to these companies, and we'll see our own people putting on roofs and laying concrete and building houses that will be here for generations to come.
Because that is something that we liked back in the day when they had the trade trainings, and our whānau, you know, came from all over and went into Māori trade trainings. We've got the Sparkies, we've got the Chippies, and then that went by the wayside. So it's revisiting those, you know, halcyon days of where we were active and able to mahi. So in total then, how big a workforce do you think you'd be able to generate throughout the lifetime of this development and construction?
Well, jeepers, I'm not sure I have the number on that yet, but I tell you what, we're genuinely invested to make sure it's as high as possible. We want to, this is where we've chosen a harder path at K3. It would be very easy for me to hire some of the big existing construction companies to just go on and build hundreds of houses, and they probably would get it done. But that's not really what the purpose is. And so we spend a lot of time building the capability of our small Māori businesses so they can take on more apprentices. And we literally want to be able to provide them with some maturity, because it's tough to be a very skilled tradesman or tradeswoman and to be able to go out and go on your own, chase the dream, but also have mouths to feed and a mortgage to pay. So we hope to be able to award contracts to the capable and the competitive Māori-owned businesses who can be involved in this. We're really pragmatic that in some areas we won't always be able to achieve that, but it's very much what we're striving to do, and a kaupapa that'll be worthwhile.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. And again, congratulations to Kahungunu for this initiative. Just how long will the development take of these 600 whare?
I tell you what, we in first discussions, you know, something of this size would be 6 to 8 years, but we're aiming for 4, maybe 5. Not putting the foot down and going as hard as we can is not what our whānau and motels are wanting us to do. So we're pushing really hard. And although we've got a few steps to go yet with our partners within Crown, within Mana Whenua, within Council, we're pushing all the way so we can get them started quickly, but also completed quickly.
And I guess in terms of this whole type of construction and community connectivity and, you know, just cultural connection, did you take the lead, or did you take some learnings from what other Indigenous people are doing in their rohe?
We're learning all the time. We have good connection with other iwi and other hapu who are doing things in housing. We all get together quite often in our Māori housing forums, often online, but also face-to-face. But I would say that the K3 kaupapa is a little bit unique. We literally just sat down and thought about what was important to us. And like I said, it's more than just houses. We don't want to look back in 15, 20, 50 years and just see housing as the output. We want to see these thriving families and businesses. And like I said, it's an all-encompassing kaupapa that is designed, for me anyway, to be uplifting for Māori and for people to be not only happy to be in a nice, dry, warm home that they own, but businesses who are successful and watching rangatahi grow up and get skills, get qualifications, and have good lives.
So would it be in 4 years' time that the first whānau can move in, and has construction already commenced?
Nope. In timeline, we're hoping to have machines on site doing civil works middle of next year and starting to build at the end of 2022 or at least 2023. And so we would expect in first stages that at the beginning of 2023 we'll have whānau moving into homes.
Well, we wish you all the very, very best with that. And again, congratulations to K3, Ngāti Kahungunu, and to you too, Aidan. Thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon on Irirangi Wāte. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe. Thank you for your time.
Thanks very much to Aidan Clark, Ngāti Kahungunu. Congratulations to them, 600 whare.